Blog Talk Radio. Bishop Kramer coming to you again with our program on becoming a prayer warrior, learning what intercession really is and learning to walk in it. And we subtitled it, In the Gap, Being a Watchman. And before we get started here, I want to announce that there will be a schedule change, but I want to go ahead and record this tonight and give you a little taste again of where we're going to go. And we'll have an announcement later about the change of time so that it works better for everybody. But before we begin, let's have a moment of prayer since we're going to be talking in depth about prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word and your insights with those who are listening regarding intercessory prayer and becoming an equipped, prepared prayer warrior. Because, God, we know that there's a difference between the normal prayers that we pray and living a life of the life of an intercessor. And so we thank you, Lord, for sharing these things with us. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll speak through me to your people and help me to convey the things that you have laid on my heart regarding this very important and, I believe, one of the most dynamic ministries in the body of Christ, and that is the ministry of an intercessor. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, when we recorded before, and I'll just back up just a little bit, when we recorded before, we very lightly touched on several things, but I want to begin this series by just talking about what intercession really is. I fear that a lot of people don't really have a clear grip on that, and God had just spoken to me for some time over the last several months and weeks about intercession, and so in one of those sessions with the Lord one day, I was interceding, and God asked me what I thought was a very peculiar question, because I've been interceding and praying for many, many years, and I've taught on it a number of times, but God asked me a question that just kind of almost took me off my feed for a minute, and I had to really think about it. He said, "Do you know down in your knower that you know that you know," which, by the way, is the way I phrase things sometimes, so that's the way, "Do you know that you know down in your knower that you're ready to go to war at a moment's notice in the heavenlies?" And it literally brought me to a stop. I did not really know how to respond to that. And so the best reply I could give the Lord was to say, "Lord, you know me better than I know myself. And so I'm going to leave it up to you to share with me what it is you want me to know about being a warrior in the heavenlies." Because we're not talking about just an occasional thing here. We're talking about a lifestyle. Because in a truly called of God intercessor has committed themselves to a lifestyle of prayer. It's a full-time job. It's not the most glamorous thing, but it's a very important thing, because we all know that prayer changes things. We've seen it in our own lives as we've prayed and interceded for others. We've seen how God works it in other people's lives. But I believe that we're in a time and a generation where God wants to raise up more intercessors, those who are really prepared to go to war in the spiritual realm. Don't kid yourself now. We really are in a war. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. We are in an all-out war with the enemy camp, and we need to have a full understanding of that, as well as how to be victorious in this confrontation. Now, we know that God goes before us and that God doesn't send us to do something that he hasn't equipped us to do. But we need to know not only our armor, but we need to know our weapons of war. And prayer and intercession is one of those weapons, as well as being rooted and grounded in the Word. So I'd like to take just a few minutes here to lay a foundation for our upcoming program on In the Gap, Being a Watchman, or the Life of an Intercessor, a Prayer Warrior. The word intercession basically means, according to Noah Webster's 1828 Dictionary of the English Language, he says, intercession is the act of interceding, mediation, interposition between parties at variance with a view to reconciliation, prayer, or solicitation to one party in favor of another, sometimes against another. Now, if you look at that and kind of break it down, let me put it in a little simpler terms. Basically, what that's saying is an intercessor stands between two parties who are at opposite ends of a situation. For example, how many of you have ever used an attorney to bring a conclusion to a situation, or you've gone to a counselor seeking help with a situation or looking for answers, and you may have gone to your pastor? Well, all of those persons act as an intercessor between you and the court system, or you and those who are trying to keep you from gaining knowledge or getting a resolution or the answers you're looking for, or to bring the powers of heaven into whatever situation you're dealing with. And we're called on, according to Scripture, to stand in the gap. If you look at Ezekiel 33, 1 through 9, it talks about how when they were rebuilding the wall, the men would have a spear in one hand and they would work with the other. And in the gaps, they would station watchmen. And that's really what an intercessor becomes in the spiritual realm, is a watchman, or one who fills that void and stands between the enemy and the camp of the Lord. Just like Jesus stands between us and the adversary, making a case to the Father. The Bible says that we have in heaven an advocate who is ever making intercession for us. In other words, he's standing between us and the enemy. Satan, prime example of the intercessor. He is our example. And he stands ever making a case for us as his children. And I can't think of a better way to illustrate that than to say that Jesus stands in the gap for us. And he mediates with the Father. The enemy comes along and tries to accuse us of a lot of things before the Father. Just like he did with Job. He came into the courts of heaven one day, and God said to him, "Have you seen my servant Job?" And Satan said, "Well, you're not really being fair, because Job is an exception. If you'd take that hedge of protection around him down, I would show you what he's really made out of." Now, that's Kramer's paraphrase, but basically, he was saying, if you'd let me get to him, I believe I can make him turn on you. So God said to him, you can do anything to him you want to. You can take everything he's got. But the one thing you cannot do is you cannot take his life. It belongs to me. And so Satan proceeded to take everything that Job had. His children died. He lost everything. He lost all his possessions. everything. And he wound up with sores on his body, and he was sitting in sackcloth and ashes. And he had these supposed friends that came to him and told him, said, Job, why don't you just go ahead and curse God and die? His wife said it to him. And Job said, if I live, I live. If I die, I die. But in Cramer's paraphrase, he said, I will not deny the Lord. Because he understood that the Lord was his intercessor, was the one standing between him and the enemy. Because even though the enemy had taken everything he had, he understood that he still had his life and that God owned his life. And I saw that one day and I realized, man, that's what this is really all about. We are in God's hand. God stands between us through Jesus Christ and our adversary, just like we intercede for one another in prayer. And there's a call for us to do that. But in order to do that, we have to be fully equipped. So as we stand in the gap between parties who are at odds with one another, we need to try to bring reconciliation. And how do you do that? You do it through prayer. And you call out to a party who can bring reconciliation. And who is that? That's God himself through Jesus Christ. We cry out to our Father. We call on Jesus. And we ask him to fight our fight. And he'll do that. Now, is it going to always be easy? No. There'll be effort required. There'll be much effort required. I want to give you another definition of intercession, right? Intercession is prayer that pleads with God for the needs of others. But it is also much more than that. Intercession involves taking hold of God's will and refusing to let go until his will comes to pass. And you can see that borne out in Scripture in Genesis 32:24-30. Let me say that again. Intercession is prayer that pleads with God for your needs and the needs of others. But it is also much more than that. Intercession involves taking hold of God's will and refusing to let go until his will comes to pass. My. That gets me a little bit excited, folks, and it ought to get you excited because it means that we can hold on to God's promise toward us until we see his promise fulfilled. Sometimes we give out too soon. We quit too soon before we reach the finish line. We grow weary and we give out and we give up. And I'm not just talking about pressing in and holding on and all that like we've heard in the past. There is some of that. But it really comes down to holding on to the promise of God until he blesses us by fulfilling his promise and we see it come to pass. Well, I see by the clock on the wall, we're about to run out of time here. And I'm I want to thank you for being with us tonight as we've begun to lay a foundation for this incredible study on intercessory prayer. And I want to invite you back next week as we'll record again, and maybe next week we'll open the lines and take some questions from those that might be listening. But I pray God's blessing on you and that this short broadcast will be a blessing to you as you begin to understand and begin to walk the life of a prayer warrior and an intercessor. In Jesus' name we bless you. Amen and amen. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
We need.